Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart, now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I have my own startups and podcasts.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities who tell their stories about their business journey and also share helpful insights about the successes that they've had.
Did you know that 2 in 5 Americans want to start a new business or are business owners? Well, we have lots of information to help them too.
And we also talk a little about the intellectual property that helps them flourish.
Warren Miles Pickup. I love that name. And there is a whole story behind it that he told me. It is so cool. There are only a few people in the whole world that have that last name. So you'll remember him, but he has a product staircase method that he outlined for us. I've never seen marketing and the steps you take put so succinctly and so easy to understand.
I'm all about bringing value to people. And I think the product staircase idea is something that has an impact for entrepreneurs in a way to bring people from first viewing your brand to how they're going to move from low ticket offers, mid ticket offers to your highest ticket offer. So it's, you know, similar to building a value ladder, but instead of doing it through content, it's really through products. So you offer something that's of value to them through social media or some type of content that you create, whether that's a blog or a podcast or anything like that. That then offers them a lead magnet that draws their attention. It's an offer to solve a problem. That's really what this is all about, is value-based marketing. And so that offer to solve a problem, whether it be through a guide or a video series, an email series, whatever it may be, creates an exchange of value. They're trading their email address or their contact information in order to solve a small but not insignificant problem that they have. Once you have their contact information, then you can market to them in ways to solve additional problems. So by having a clear ideal client profile that you've got, understanding who that individual is, you know what their problems are, and then you help them to walk through all of those problems by utilizing the staircase. We were doing a podcast event last night, and I walked the audience through how I built my own for that event. And so it was an offer of a content monetization challenge. And so I created a QR code that I put up on the slide, and the individuals that were there listening to us and had heard me speak about how to build a product staircase, they would click on that or take a picture of the QR code. It would take them to a page where they would sign up for a content monetization challenge. So 5 days to walk them through how they could take the content that they're creating and turn it into a profitable activity. It would walk them through the creation of the lead magnet, the creation of a low ticket offer, how they would then market that offer, that sort of thing. A coach that I work with, they do personality profiles for real estate brokers. And so they offer a low cost paid offer for somebody to join in on a Zoom webinar talking about utilizing personality profiles to understand their clients better. Once the person has attended that webinar, they then have somebody's email address. They would then use that email address to offer those individuals a low-cost subscription for a series of different solutions that would go out to those real estate agents. So it might be daily tips. It could be a content calendar for them. It could be a number of different very, very small-cost entries into purchasing products from this coach. The idea is to build trust through that process. And then when you're sending out those emails, you give them an opportunity to engage with you at a higher level. So that might be a group environment, like a group coaching environment. It might be some one-on-one time, that sort of thing. And then once you've built that additional layer of trust, which is your mid-ticket offer, you then offer your high-ticket offer, which is really the doing the service for them. So it's engaging with them on more in-depth one-on-one coaching. It's helping them to build marketing platforms. It's helping them to do all sorts of different things. So you have to create multiple on-ramps into your product staircase so that you can meet them where they're at that moment, right? Some individuals want to establish a sequence of trust, a sequence of purchases. You know, the first purchase you make with most companies is going to be something small, and then you're going to build up to that highest ticket purchase. And so by building trust and value, by ensuring that they're getting a higher return on investment with you at each stage, it's a no-brainer for them to continue to climb up that product staircase with you rather than coming in and taking all of that risk right off the top. They already know that they're going to have a positive ROI as they go along.
Are these just digital products you're talking about?
This could be any type of product. It could be any relationship that you're building with a consumer. But for what I work with is largely digital products.
So let's say that I wanted to start a podcast coaching business. Mm-hmm. What would be an example of a first offering that I could give people?
So a first offering could be something like a one-page guide, like a lead magnet that you promote on social media that says, here are the top 10 tips for starting your podcast, right? So a new podcaster is going to want to download that to understand what are the first 10 things I need to do before I start a podcast. And then you have a video course that's maybe 10 videos, 5 minutes long, showing them how to set up on Spotify or on iHeartRadio or wherever it may be. And it walks them through a sequence and it costs them $7 to download it. The next thing is, hey, join a group coaching session that I'm running on such and such date to meet with 10 other new podcasters that are all going through the same things as you, and I'll walk you through how to successfully accomplish X, right? And then the high ticket offer, once they've gone through that group coaching, at the event, you're going to offer, if you'd like some one-on-one support, I'm here to help you, and here's how you can do that. So with each stage, you're constantly adding more and more value. They're seeing that through the return on investment that they're getting, and it makes it a no-brainer for them to go, I want this one-on-one time because I know I'm going to get value from this.
So to really find out what they want, what part in that process would you really pick their brains to see what you should be offering?
That's before you start anything. Just as Kay talked about, understanding the person that you're selling to is absolutely vital. Building your ideal client profile is the first stage before you do anything, because creating a product without understanding what the problem and pain of your ideal client profile is a total waste. So for me, I have one individual in mind that I am building everything around. She is my avatar. She's my ideal client profile for what I build. Mm-hmm. And so everything that I'm doing is based around, would this serve that individual? Because us as people are all looking for a community. We want to put ourselves into a box that we fit with. If you ask somebody their political leanings, their religious leanings, anything like that, they will very quickly identify which box they fit into. Mm-hmm. And so when you pick a single person as your avatar for your ideal client profile, you will find that there are a ton of people that identify themselves the same way that that person does. They will fit into the box of that individual because we all want that sense of community. Yeah. And once you've done that, you build for that person, and then the group that you're trying to solve the problem for will expand from there.
So Warren, how does this whole trust process with email
work? It's just
work?
One word. Value. You have to be giving value all the time. If you ask for something from somebody before you have given them significant value, you will be deleted, unsubscribed immediately. You have to build trust by offering value in those first 5 emails.
Especially when you're starting out, I think you always have to deliver more value than you're asking for in return. You have to over-deliver because that's what it takes to build the trust.
I worked with a coach in order to identify what my mission was in life. And I uncovered that my entire mission is offering more value in every engagement with somebody than I receive. And if I do that, inevitably everybody will want to engage with me because they know that they're going to get more out of it than I am. And so every single thing that I do, I try to aim for a 3x ROI for the person that I'm dealing with than I'm receiving out of the engagement.
That's going to take you a lot further because people can sense that, I think.
The money comes if you offer value and if you are passionate about what you do, because people are attracted to passion.
Warren, how do people find you?
LinkedIn is probably the best place. And if you look for Warren Miles hyphen pickup, so Warren Miles pickup on LinkedIn, you will find me because there are only 8 Miles pickups in the world. You can also find me at marketingmotivators.xyz or design.pixeltrue.com are the best places to find me.
Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the United States. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, and our studio assistant Rissikat Busari. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast
is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.